Kof Zayin Eor, Tuesday the 7th of May, Rabbi Emmanuel Dinan. It's so late, davening at Nacht on Shavuos.
Good morning, wherever Rabbi Zayin. I think the title of the shiur today is self-explanatory. What I would like to do today is to explain the source for the minhag to stay up, to wait till Nacht for davening, or for Kiddush on the first night of Shavuos, and to show both sides of the coin. Then I'd like to speak about the problem of bringing in Yom Tov Sheni early, if there is a problem, and hopefully we shall shed some light on this sugya. So many of you might be aware that there is a minhag put down in the poskim. It's actually attributed to Moreno Rav Yaakov Falk. Moreno Rav Yaakov Falk is brought down in the Shloah and in the Mogen Avraham in the name of the Emek HaBrocha. In the name of the Emek HaBrocha. And this, I shall read to you the Loshon, verbatim, the words of Rav Yaakov Falk. He says the following. Kibalti mimoiri hagon marash milublin. Right, this is the Emek HaBrocha speaking. I have been mekabel, I have accepted from my Rebbe, the Gon, the Maharash of Lublin, shekibel ish mipnei ish, he was mekabel with Mesaira from Rebbe to Talmud, mipnei hagon Rabbeinu Yaakov Falak. Sheloi laso is kiddush alakois belaila harishin. On the first night of Shavuos, one should wait till Nacht to make Kiddush. Ad la'achat tzeisek hachovim, until tzeisek hachovim. Mipnei. Why? Shebisfira sa'im enema sheva shabosos temimos tiyena. There shall be 7 complete weeks of your counting. Ukshehu mekadesh mi ba'od yoim, and when he is being mekadesh mi ba'od yoim, from before Nacht, harehu mechaser oisoy miktas, he is detracting from the 49 days of the Sfira. Shechag HaShavuos hu le'achar HaSfira. Because Chag HaShavuos falls after the Sfira. Ve'im kei, says Maharash Milublin, k'shemekabel al atzma et ha'chag mibe'od yoyim, if he accepts the Chag mibe'od yoyim, u'mechaser oisoy miktas mimei HaSfira. So by bringing it in early, I have not yet counted the full previous day. Nimtza she'einom tmimois. So, therefore, it is a chisoren, it is lacking in tmimois. Now, continues Maharash min Lublin. Ve'al teshiveini mimma she'mispalelim mibo'id yoim. And don't have questions on what I say, that even though I am allowing you to daven mibo'id yoim, I only tell you to make kiddush enough, but davening you can do early. Shezein eklum, that's not a question. Share omru, Chazal bring in brochas, Rav matzli shel Shabbos be'erev Shabbos, v'shel motze Shabbos v'Shabbos. Rav davened Friday night davening, Shabbos davening on Friday, I mean mibo'id yoim, and he davened motze Shabbos on Shabbos. Right? Adkan. So what's his raya? What does he prove? He was questioned upon his psak. What about davening? So he answers with a maimra about Rav. So l'chayra, his proof is, davening does not show that it's a new day. Because look, Rav davened on Motzei Shabbos. He davened Motzei Shabbos. On Shabbos. Not even before Shkia, after Plag HaMincha. After Plag HaMincha, it wasn't even Shkia yet, and he davened Maariv. So you see, davening is not an indication of the new day, right? How does that work? Yeah, that's another question. But you see, from that, davening is not, because no one will dare say that if you've davened Shel Motzei Shabbos on Shabbos, that it's Motzei Shabbos. Of course not. So therefore, that is why I am only makbid on Kiddush, but not on davening. But that's the way it's brought down in the Mogen Avraham. So if you look at your sheets, that's the Mogen Avraham. Beleil Shavuos ein mekatchin al hakoyis ad tzeis hakochovim, dichsiv tmimos tiyena. So the Mogen Avraham Kedarka Bakodesh always brings it in short. He brings the synopsis, the final psak. And that's the Mogen Avraham. And many others, the Shloah, And others say it's hakpoda in kiddush, not in davening. The Taz, in Siman Tov Tzadi Daled, was the first one who suggests that davening as well. And davening as well, you should wait till Tzeis HaKechovim. Right, that's the Taz, and that's the Mishnah Brura brings the Taz. Now, the Loshon of Mishnah Brura is Me'acharin li'ispalel b'tzeis HaKechovim. It doesn't say Ein li'ispalel. Me'acharin, it's an indication. It's not an absolute mechayev, an absolute binder, but it seems to be the minag is to wait till nacht for davening, because of Tamimah's Tiyena. Now, the kids of Shulchan Aruch, the Chai Odom, they also bring this minag, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Baal HaTanya, all bring this minag, the Gavi davening as well. Right, so we have the original source, this Chiddush of Tmimos Tiyena was actually said legabe kiddush, and the person who the Rav Yaakov Falak said explicitly that it's only din in kiddush, and the Acharonim, the latter Acharonim, took that further and extended it even to davening. Now, first of all, let us analyze what's going on in this Tmimos Tiyena. Now, one thing we do know from Chazal, and that is, what do we learn from Tmimos? From Tamimos is the reason why we count at night. Right? And that's why, if you forgot to count at night, you can only count in the day without a brocha, because it could be a chisar in Tamimos. So in Chazal, we have the concept of counting. Tamimos means you should have as much of the day as possible in counting, but you only find it at the beginning of the day, therefore you should count earlier rather than later. The Rav Yaakov Falk is taking it further. He's saying, when you count the new day early, if you're bringing in the new day early, then that takes away from the previous counting. That's a chiddush. Rabbi said, do you see how that we don't see explicitly in Chazal? We only see at the beginning of the day you should count as much of the day. But the fact that I'm taking away from the previous day by counting early, or by bringing in the new day early, because it would seem Shavuos, there's no counting in Shavuos, by bringing in the day early, that's a chiddush of Marash mi Lublin and Rav Yaakov Falk. I would like to share with you a few questions I had and a few questions that I've heard on this whole concept of Tmimos. Tmimos, as I've just proved in the Gemara in Menachos Samech Vav, is not said on the weeks, on the whole of the chayfets of Sphira. It's said on every day. So I don't understand. Apparently, I heard that there is a minyan in town, in Hagas apparently, there's a minyan on a minyan during the Sphira to daven Maariv, at Nacht during the time of the Sphira. But the minyan of the majority of Klal Yisrael, yeah, I'd never heard of anywhere that there might be during the Sphira not to daven early during the week, let alone on Friday night. Right? I'd never heard of anybody not making kiddush until nacht, yeah, on during the sphira. Now, the halacha of tmimus is not just said at the end of the whole chunk, it's said on every day. That's the reason why every day, if you didn't remember to count at night, you count in the day without a bracha, because it's not Tmimos. You're missing Tmimos of this day. So, I don't understand. Why is there more of a Akpada on the last Shavuos? No, you mustn't bring it in because it's detracting from the previous day than any day of the Sphira. More so, we daven early. We daven Mincha Maariv early during the days of the Omer. And we have to remember to count again. To count again, even during the week, many people daven early. That's also how can one reconcile that with the days that hold even davening is a problem in Tmimos? If you hold it's a problem at the end, it should be a problem in the middle as well.
Tmimos is written by Sheva Shabbos.
Right, but Sheva Shabbos Tmimos is not going just on the weeks, and it's not just going on the whole chunk, as I have proved. Because any day two of the Sphira, if you forgot to count at night, you cannot make a bracha in the day. The reason why you count with a day Yeah? The reason why you count in the day, because it could be, Tmi Mois is not Me'akev. That's the reason why you count, you don't make a bracha, because on the other hand, it could be, Tmi Mois is part and parcel of the mitzvah. So why is there more of a akpada at the end, than rather than during the sefirah? And apparently, I mean, this was news to me, there is a minyan in town that Tucker doesn't daven early during the sefirah, but as I said, I don't think that's a minhag in the majority of keilos. Second question is, when, Rabbi Isai, can you count Me'ikar Adin? When is the Zman to count Sfiras HaOmer? Does anybody know? When is the earliest time to count Sfiras HaOmer? Sorry? Right. So I hear three suggestions. Plaga Mincha, Shkia, and Nacht. Right, Plaga Mincha, it's true, there is an opinion. There is opinion amongst the Rishonim, it seems to be Tosfos Samech Vav Amud Aleph says, Somuch Lishkias Achama, you can already count, which is a very big chiddush, which is bichlal not at all taken on by the poskim. So much so, Rabbi Yisai, that if you count it after Plaga Mincha, but before Shkia, then you count again with a bracha. That means it's a dea, which, although it does exist such an opinion, but it's completely not held on. Right? So Plaga Mincha is mamash de sichda. Sorry? Sorry? If somebody counted after Plaga Mincha, can you count the other days of the bracha? No? Can you rely on that opinion? I don't know. That's a good question. Because if you see you're not even choshesh for that day, you can even make a bracha. The poskim are happy for you to make a bracha because you can ignore that opinion. Can you rely on that opinion at least to count with a bracha on the other days? That's a good question. Right. So, what about shkia? Can you count at shkia? Anybody? Can you count benash moshes? Right. Right. Ikar adin rabbi said the halacha is since sfiras ha'omer today is midrabanan. Zecher lemikdash, meikar adin, one can count at shkia, right? One can count at ben hashmoshes, right? This is Tosfos in Samech Vav Amud Aleph as well. It says since Sfiras HaOmer is midrabanan, therefore sofek drabanan lekula, right? Therefore, and Rabbeinu Tam himself held, therefore you should count davka at shkia, not wait till later, so you can have as much of the night as possible. Now, as you may be well aware, that this is not the minhag. The minhag is we wait till nacht. Why? Because the Ran says a concept of ein oisin sofek, even on a drabonon, ein oisin sofek drabonon lechatchila. To say sofek drabonon lekula is bidieved, right? But you try to avoid that situation if you can. So therefore, says the Ran, you wait till nacht so you can be mekayem the mitzvah. But me'ikar adin, the Ran is maskim. If you are not able to, or I remember in my shul, Rabbi Halstock, zichrono livracha, he used to count in shul after shkia. After shkia, he used to count the omer with a bracha to be moitzi those who may forget to count. And that is the ikar halacha, right? It's only a chumrah to wait till nacht. So the ikar halacha is that you can count already at shkia. How can you count at shkia? You are taking away from the previous day. Yes, you may kill now, you can already take on the new day. But if you hold of this chumra to wait till Tzitzak HaChovim on the last day, you can't bring in Shavuos early because you're taking away, you're detracting for day 49. So you should do that by every day. Every day when you count at Shkia, when you count Ben Hashmoshes, you should be taking away from the previous day. Right, but every day. When I'm counting day 47, I can count day 47 at Ben Hashmoshes. It's Me'ikar Adin. Nobody says you should wait till Nacht because you're taking away from the previous day. No Rishon suggests that. Because you're taking away, if you count before Nacht on day 47, you're taking away from 46. The only reason why the Ran has an issue with Tosfos is that you should try and avoid a sofek drabonon, if he can avoid it. That's his only issue with it. But nobody says, hey, you can't do it because you're taking away from the previous day. That's another pickbook that I had on this Tmimos. I found Matzasi Asher Ava Nafshi. I found in a sefer called Yosef Oimetz. Now there's a famous Yosef Oimer by the Chidah. It's not the Chidah. This was a rabbi from Frankfurt. His name was Yosef Yuzba. And he says the following. It's in Tov Tov Nun. And he says, Achein. He brings down this minhag to wait till Nacht. Achein, loy ra'isi l'rabbonam kishishoi, ba'le ma'isim asher ba'atzeinu. I have not seen great men of deeds and men of wisdom, but asher ba'atzeinu eretz Ashkenaz in Germany, sheyachushu l'zeh, that they worried about this minhag. Uvi Prat says the Yosef Oimer. Oysolam et medakdekim ha'oimdim beveis Hashem baleilois. Those people who medakdek that are staying up the whole night. Sho'oimdim kol alayla shel chag haShavua es al omdom lilmoid b'meshach kol alayla, to learn the whole night. V'hamelocha meruva lifneihem. There's a lot of work to do, guys. There's work to be done tonight. V'alayla katzar ad me'oid, and the night is extremely short. By Isaiah, v'im yamtinu bekiddush v'suda la'achat seisa kachovim. If you make people wait till after kiddush and suda until seisa kachovim, v'gam ba'achilasam yashuk tzas, you can't say, okay, Rabbi, say the night. We haven't got much time. Let's hurry the meal. That's taking away from my nigyamtu. There's a mitzvah v'samachta v'chagecha. There's a mitzvah, yeah. So that u'be'achilasam gam v'yishuk tzas l'kayim mitzvah simchakas chag hakodesh. In fact, as you may remember, that hakol moedim de'ba'atzeis ba'inan lachem. Everybody's masking the machlekes between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Leza, whether you're allowed to take the option of abstinence. That means being poor, staying in the base of measures all day. Everybody's masking, even Rabbi Lezer's masking, that you've got to eat on Shavuos. So therefore, you've got to spend some time at your meal. Yetzekorav lachatzilayla. By the time you finish your meal, it's midnight. I'm telling you, Gate said it's 1:30 when you finish your meal on Shavuos. Umasayasu lebeisom anitchi varuchni. When will I get to the house, to the spiritual house? There's so much work to be done. L'chay nira li, says the Yosef Oimetz, shemuta lasa is kiddush b'bein ha-shmoshes. Yeah? You can make kiddush ready b'bein ha-shmoshes. If you want to be machmir for this thing, okay, but make kiddush b'bein ha-shmoshes. That's what he's making. Okay, he finishes off by very problematic words. He says, ki midoraisa b'bein ha-shmoshes laila. He says, b'bein ha-shmoshes, that's a self-contradiction in a sentence. Midoraisa b'bein ha-shmoshes laila. Ben Ashmoshes, which by definition means Sopek Yom, Sopek Laila, he means Midoraita, it's Father Laila. Okay, that's a very problematic word. But that's the Yosef Oimetz. More so. Rabbi Yisrael, where do we learn to set the concept of Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yom Kippurim, Tosefes Yom Tov from? So look at the number 2 on your hand, on the handouts. Ude Moisifi Mechol Al HaKodesh Minolon. Right, so let's skip to to the fourth line. Nafkale miditanya in Vayikra Chav Gimel v'inisem es nafshechem batisha. It should say you shall afflict your souls on the 9th of the month. Yeah, yochel batisha. You might have thought that you fast on the 9th. Talmud loyma ba'erev. I ba'erev yochel mishetechsha. So like normal, like the day begins from Chashecha, from Tezekhov, Talmud Laimam Tisha. So what's going on? You want us to fast on the 10th, or you want us to fast on the 9th? Right? HaKetzad, Maschil Mis'anim Vodyoim. The Torah is indicating you should add to Yom Kippur, you should add something on the previous day. Melamet Shemoisifin Mechal HaKadosh. En li ela b'knisa osoy b'itziyos ha-minai. How do I know that at the end of Yom Kippur as well? Talmud Laimam Me'erev Ad Erev. And just like the Erev you started early, the next Erev is also, as well, I also want it to be an Erev plus. Right? So you have to add from both sides. So that's only Yom HaKippurim. Shabbos is minayin. Talmud Laima Tishbesu. Because it says Tishbesu Shabbatchem. Yeah, Tishbesu has got nothing to do with eating. V'nisem es nafshei sechem. That's the subject of the pasuk. V'nisem es nafshei sechem. So Tishbesu, we're telling you, it's not just a din in Yom Kippur. It's a din in every Shabbos when there's an Yisrael Melacha. You have to be Moisei Mechal HaKodesh. Yomim Toivi Minayin. Okay, that's Shabbos. What about Yomim Toivi? Talmud Loima Shabbatchem. Anytime, Shavuos means to refrain from activity, from work. So anytime there's an Yisrael Melacha, you have to add from from Yom Tov to Chol. You have to add a bit of Chol from both sides, from the beginning of Yom Tov and from the end of Yom Tov. Rabbi Sai, it doesn't say here, in my Gemara, it does not say only Pesach and only Sukkos. Lo Shamanu, there's no such concept as Tosefes Yom Tov on Shavuos, right? And that is the lashon of Rav Yaakov Falk. V'imken k'shemekaber al atzma esachad mi ba'odyoim, if you bring in Yom Tov early, mechazon oitzem miktos mizaseva, then by bringing early, you're taking away from Tremois. But it's clear in this Gemara that there is a din of Tosefes Yom Tov on Shavuos, right? There is a din of Tosefes Yom Tov. So legabit melacha, but it's the same reason. Okay, right, so the suggestion is being put forward here, perhaps that's only isum melacha. Yeah? But lachaira, isum melacha, you can't just refrain from doing melacha. Isum melacha is dependent upon accepting the new day. You can't just say, I'm not going to do activities. I'm not doing melachas now because I've accepted Yom Tov, or because I've accepted Shabbos. So that's another problematic. There's another famous Tosfos in the beginning of Arei Pesachim. The Mishnah says, Lo Yoichal Ad Shetechshach. Why does it say Ad Shetechshach? Why Ad Shetechshach? Why can you not bring in Pesach early and start your meal before Chasheicha? Says Tosfos, because it says Ba'erev Tochlu Matzos. Since it says Ba'erev Tochlu Matzos, you've got to wait till Nacht to eat matzos. Right, you must eat it at night. Therefore, that's why it says La'yoychal at shetechshach. Mevor from Tosfos and the Korban Nesanel at the bottom, which is a mefarish on the Rosh, and a sefer called Degel Machane Ephraim by Rav Ephraim Laniado, not to be confused with Degel Machane Ephraim, who was a grandson of the Baal Shem Tov. He also medayek this from Tosfos on the Rosh. That Tosfos on the Rosh said clearly only on Pesach you have to wait till Nacht. Yeah, the indication is on Shavuos you can bring it in early, and with a question I suppose the proofs is as we've mentioned, there's no indication in Chazal that there's no din of Tosefes Yom Tov on Shavuos. So the Mekilim are, apart from the ones I've brought, the Yosef Oimetz, then there's the Melamed Lohay, who was a German Poisek, the Melamed Lohay of David Zvi Hoffman in his Tshuvas, Melamed Lohay Simon Kufches, he's Makel, he says you can be Makel. The Yaivetz says, Digdu Kolushu Me'achreinim. The whole Yesod of this Minag is that Digdu Kolushu Me'achreinim is not something which has got a strong standing. And therefore he says, even somebody was Me'dag Dek, also, at least start your meal, but you can daven early. And Rav Chaim Palagi is also Meikil, and Rav Avadia Yosef, also in Shailas and Shulas Yichavadas, Chelik Vav Simin Lamed, says that in Eretz Yisrael, all well and good, you can take on this chumar, Ben Chutzlaret, Bifrat, in people who live on the, okay, you don't have to live in the Arctic Circle, but who live quite far north, yeah, then it's a chisoron. I think both in the avoda, there's so much to do on Shavuos night, and I just tell you from personal experience, I just find it's so difficult on the family. It's so difficult on the family, especially let's say 10:30 is Nacht. You're home at 11:10. You start your meal at 11:15 both nights, because the second night is also, you also have to wait for that. You finish your meal at 1:30, you've learnt the whole night till 3:30, and then you've killed the rest of the day. So there's mokum to be makel. That's what I'm trying to show. Now, although, I just want to finish off, the Mishnah Bura and Mogen Avraham, and the Gdolei HaPoskim Shemipi Emanu Chaim do bring this minag. So I'm not negating this minag, Chas v'Chalila. And this minag is brought down. And somebody told me, you'll never lose out through adhering to Halacha. Right? And that is a bit of best in Chas Yom Tov. Nevertheless, what I'm trying to do is to show that there's a lot of source for the Mekilim. Right? There's plenty of mocking for the people who at least who at least want to daven early, for, be it for the children, be it for the family, be it for what they want, if they want a normal seder afterwards, there's what to be making on. I just want to share with you the Netziv. The Netziv wants to suggest a new Ma'alif, which would answer our question, and he wants to say, it says in the Pasuk, Ukrasem be'etzem ayoyim hazeh mikakoydish yelachem. A famous, what does it mean, be'etzem ayoyim hazeh? What do we darshan from be'etzem ayoyim hazeh? In fact, Rabbi Isaiah, what do we darshan in Yom Kippur, v'anefesh asher lo yisirune be'etzem ayoyim hazeh v'nichasa ha'nefesh ha'yim ha'mer? What do we learn from that word, etzem, in Yom Kippur? You only chay of kores when you eat on Yom Kippur mamish. That means although there's a din of Tosefes Yom Kippurim, but you're not chay of kores unless you eat on the Yom Kippur itself. That means it's an asay, it's a mitzvah asay to be moisif, but you're not chay of kores. Right? So etzem always means the very essence of the day. That means when it's mamish day. So the Netziv wants to say, this is the makor for waiting till davening on Shavuos. It's not a din in Tmimois. It's the din ukrasem be'etzem ayam hazeh. I want you to call it, to designate this day as a Yom Tov, only when be'etzem ayam hazeh. On the very day of Shavuos, indicating, and don't bring it in earlier.
No, that's Kiddush.
Well, he extends it even to tefillah. Now, the idea to extend it to tefillah is because many poskim hold you a yotze kiddush in tefillah. Then, if you're aware, many poskim hold minatayra yotze because kiddush ala yain is ani mijabona. Minatayra yotze with kiddush ala in tefillah. Now that has problems with it because pashus you want to be yotze kiddush in a better way, which is ala kois. Also, you don't mention zecher yitzias mitzrayim, which is also problematic. However, a nice drosha, but as the Achronim say, we can't make our own droshas unless Chazal would have revealed. Chazal would have told us of such a chiddush. And as I mentioned, the Gemara, the pashas of the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah is much more. Every Yom Tov has a din in Tosefes Yom Tov. So although it sounds good, but lemaisa it seems to be a new drosha. I just wanted to finish off by sharing with you the Ksav Kabbalah, how he types. So what is a poshul pshat in that posuk? Ukrasem be'etzei mayayim hazeh mikakodesh yelachem. You shall call on that very day, mikakodesh yelachem. You shall be a convocation of holiness. What's the simple pshat in the posuk? So the simple pshat of the posuk is that ukrasem be'etzei mayayim hazeh. I want you to designate that day. How? Mikra Kodesh Yelachem, by calling it a holy convocation. However, the Ksav HaKabbalah brings indication that Ukrasem can also mean, if he brings a psukim from Tanakh, to reach a point, to have arrived at a point. Visham Nikra Ish Belial, he brings. There was perchance upon that area, in that area, a wicked man. He wants to suggest the idea of Sfirat Ha'im is to count towards the day. Count towards the day of Matan Torah. The Torah says, if you count, you count and you prepare yourself, then, when you have reached, when you have met this day, you have finally arrived, then the Torah assures you, Mikra Kodesh Yelachem, then will be a holy convocation. Which is interesting, Shavuos more than any other Yom Tov doesn't have Mitzvah Sayyom. That's why it's called Atzeres, because it doesn't have Mitzvah Sayyom. The only concept of the day is Itzum Melacha, don't do Melacha. So the preparation for Matan Torah is the means by which we will ensure Mikra Kodesh Yelachem. It's the preparation for the Torah, more than so than any other Yomim Tovim, that will ensure that it's a Mikra Kodesh. Thank you for listening. Avoy Sagid Yom Tov.